Welcome back to the Decaf Show with Sid, Mon, and Key. Except Sid isn't here with us today. We actually had another topic in mind to talk about, but he had to pull out and it's just us. We'll probably do that when all three of us are recording together. We thought we'll step in and talk something. Hi, Mon.
Hello, Key. It's great to be back and happy that we are finally recording something. And yeah. How has been your week?
It was quite blah. Nothing. I didn't do anything productive. Plus, everybody was sick at home. So, juggling between that and work was quite a task. And the weather has been gloomy.
Right. Let's hope November behaves well. And on that note, a very happy Diwali to everyone celebrating.
What are you up to lately? Did you watch any new series or movies?
Oh, I watched Raya and the Dragon yesterday. What a beautiful movie, man.
It was good, huh? I actually didn't even hear the name of the film. It's new to me.
It's a very good movie. I was just watching some serial with my grandma. She was like, I'm going to go sleep. And I was just surfing and TV and I suddenly like saw Raya and the Dragon. I was like, let's see what's the hype about. And it just like, wanted to watch the first 10 minutes of the movie and I'll just, you know, if it's good, I'll watch it. Then I sat one and a half hour went and the movie was over. It was so beautiful. It literally, you know, made me so happy. You know, it's such a feel-good movie. And yeah, the message was so good.
Where can I find the movie?
Hotstar, I guess. Hotstar or Prime. Yeah, Hotstar, I guess. Yeah.
Good.
Very good movie. I have been watching Lucifer. No Korean drama for a change. It's fine. Like as of now.
Someone has been talking about Lucifer lately. He said it's good, it's bad, both. But he said season 2 is comparatively better.
Yeah, he gives me spoilers, so stop saying which episode I'm in. I just hate watching series or movies with him. He always does that. But yeah,
I started watching you.
What is it?
I you? Started
oh
watching
my God.
You.
No,
yeah. Not you. Not you, the series you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, third season.
No, the first season.
You? Oh, okay.
I started watching this show because of peer pressure. I didn't even know a series called You even existed.
You would like it. How do you like it as of now?
I do. I'm not obsessed with it, but I think I like it. I kind of like these dark stuff, killing and stuff. It's kind of intriguing. So I started watching it. I think I'm in the last episode of season 1.
That was quick. Okay.
Yeah. I'm also watching Modern Love. That's good.
Oh, nice. I was about to start that. Okay, I'll start that too.
It's good. People's story. So it's kind of weird how everybody lives different lifestyle and story. It's actually a column in New York Times. So the people who created Modern Love picked up stories from the column in the New York Times and they created it from their view.
That's great. Let me watch it. Okay.
Yeah.
Any movies that you've watched lately or books that you've read?
Movies. I watched a Telugu movie. Not something I recommend. Maybe people like family drama, they can watch it. It's called Tough Jagdish, Nani's film. It's just regular catch up in Telugu movies. I haven't watched one in a while. After Tough Jagdish, I did not watch any. I think I watched Iron Man 2. Apart from that, I did not catch up with any movies.
Marvel, okay.
Yeah.
What Sanchit is so good.
I will. If it's not connected with the other Marvel movies, maybe I'll watch that first. But if it's connected...
Yeah, it is connected. Yeah, yeah. Watch the other Marvel movies. There are characters which are like coming in middle and people are shouting in the theater. I was like, why are they shouting? And my cousin was like, he comes in this movie, that other movie. Okay, I got it. Okay.
If it's a standalone, I can watch it. But if it's connected, then I have to watch the other ones.
I don't know if it's connected, but some characters are in the movie.
As far as books are concerned, I did read 3 books recently. One was Anxious. I quite liked it. I enjoyed it. My friend gifted me a book called Sapiens. So I started reading it. I don't know how it develops. So I have to see if the book is good or not.
About books, you remember you gifted me a book called The Great Gatsby.
Gatsby. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a famous one. Yeah. You have to read
I've
it.
I've been reading it. I have That's been great. Reading it.
That's great. If you couldn't catch up with the story properly, there's also a movie with the same name. Leonardo DiCaprio acts in it. The Great Gatsby. Watch it, maybe.
Okay, I'll read this book. Of course, I want to understand in one go. I'll watch the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes.
So we have some exciting news. If you have been following Shravan, you would know that he's coming with a new instrumental called Reverie. He has done a collab with his friend and it is so beautiful. I'm obsessed. One of my favorites in 3 of his own instrumentals. And we will play the snippet
of it. Yeah. The song releases on Diwali. Pre-save it, guys. It'll really help him support.
And yeah, share your views on the instrumental as well on his Instagram page. Yeah.
That's it for today, guys. We had a good time catching up. We've been stuck in a creative rut lately. The weather has been gloomy and we've also been having exams. I'm hoping that all 3 of us will be able to make it and that we'll be able to bring in some fantastic episodes later in the forthcoming weeks. Have a good day and a good month until then.
Yeah, so happy Diwali again and try and not burst crackers.
We all try to spread sustainable lifestyle and we hope you people also minimize the crackers.
Yes. See you on the flip side. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.